You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kathy's going first today, though. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, hello.
What's been good about your day so far? Anything special already happened?
A couple maintaining our disposal. It broke, so that's not very exciting.
Oh, no. What did you put in there? Chicken bones?
Chicken bones, no. I don't know.
You don't know.
No.
The good news is,
hasn't been an exciting day.
You're right.
The good news is, those are not that difficult to replace, really.
20 minutes. 20 minutes in and out.
You know, if I can do it, and I'm not a handyman kind of guy, but even I have replaced a garbage disposal, so.
Is the guy there doing it now, or are you doing it?
Well, funny thing is, it went down last night. We ordered one. An Amazon guy walks up to the door, doesn't even leave the package, walks away, and, it's just been a...
What do you mean he doesn't leave?
What do you mean? Did he steal it?
He walked up but didn't leave the package. What does that mean?
Good question. And then I go and read the Amazon notification, and they said it was attempted delivery. And I'm like, wait a minute. What? So anyway.
That is a pain. That is weird.
Yeah,
don't they just leave things?
Normally they do. And he said he just attempted it and couldn't get into a gated area, and we don't have a gated area. And I'm like, oh my God.
Something seems fishy with this garbage disposal.
I think you just get in the car and you drive down to the hardware store and buy a garbage disposal.
Home Depot, hear ya.
Get it done. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know this is very sexy talk, your garbage disposals, but spring for the extra 20, 30 bucks and get one of those ones that's ultra quiet. They're like really insulated. I put one into my kitchen. It's the greatest thing ever. They're crazy quiet. You can't even hear them.
You can't even hear them.
You can. You don't hear the wah, 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 and it's just super quiet. The only downside is I've turned it on before to get, everything down the sink and then forgot it on because you can't hear it. It's that quiet. So I was like, walk back 10 minutes later. I was like, what is running? Something's running. It's a garbage disposal. Sexy, right, Dom?
Very, very sexy. It's like the cars, and when they back up, like the hybrid cars and stuff, and there's no engine sound, and so they've had to start putting, I have a hybrid, and so when you put my car in reverse now, it does the beep, beep, beep.
That's embarrassing.
Oh.
I'd try to figure out how to disengage that immediately.
It's like the
seatbelt
thing, right?
It's not a beep, beep like a big truck. It's more of a muted.
Can you recreate it? Let me turn the music down so you can recreate it there. Nice and quiet. Go ahead. That sounds like something else.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, but.
Were you?
Yeah.
Sounds like Dom's honeymoon.
Yeah.
Do it again.
No, you
do it again.
Honeymoon sounded like? Honeymoon sounded like this.
No.
Ready?
Let's not.
Turn the music down again.
It's all the way down. All the way down.
Ready?
Okay.
Yep.
That's your honeymoon.
Yep.
Yes.
Was that your honeymoon night? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, goodness.
No beeping there.
No beeping.
Can you do the beep one more time?
No, I'm not letting you record that. What am I, stupid? Kathy, are you married?
I am.
Where'd you meet that guy?
Oh, at a nightclub.
At the club, all right.
The club, you're at clubbing? Look at you picking up dudes at the club.
Right on.
He's a bartender.
Yeah?
No kidding. You flirted with a bartender and married him.
And now I was on a date with somebody else, and he was picking me up, so.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
That's a great story.
I love
remember
that.
What you ordered? Besides him? That's really wild, Kathy. So you're out with one guy, and you kind of left with the bartender.
Well, not that particular evening.
Yeah,
though. Did you go keep going back or something?
I kept going back because, ladies' night, going out with my girlfriend the next,
And the mood is right.
And anyway.
How long you been together?
Almost 30 years.
Look at that.
Wow.
I love this. Yeah. What a great story. Yeah.
Does he still mix a mean cocktail for you every once in a while?
He does. Quaaludes in a drink, not a shot. They're normally
I don't know what that is. Russian Quaaludes.
Cream de coco and some other...
So it's kind of like a white Russian.
Yes.
But with maybe a little more kick to it or something.
Russian Quaaludes.
But in a drink style. So.
What was your drink back in the day at the club that you would keep ordering?
That's what it was.
Oh, that's it, huh? Wow.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Good for you.
I like you.
Yeah, I like it. I like that you just, you know, whatever happened to that guy you were at the club with? Did you ever find out what happened to him?
No, I don't.
What was his name? Do you remember?
Eric. Well, no, just a Rick.
Just boring Rick.
Boring Rick.
he's probably happy somewhere else.
He could, I hope he is. Yeah.
Wait. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Okay.
10 seconds.
Give me a good one. 10 seconds.
Did we try this one yesterday?
Which one is
thinking we may have tried this one yesterday, didn't get a winner. But it's not that tough. 10 seconds, five comic strips.
Oh, yeah.
Five different comic strips. Comic strips. You know, like you might see in the paper?
Yeah, like back in the day.
You can even go back in time. We don't care. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Nancy, Scooby-Doo, Oliver, Spider-Man, Batman.
Spider-Man, Batman. What's Oliver?
What is Oliver?
I don't know.
I don't think there's an Oliver.
Hold on.
I don't think there's an Oliver.
Well, actually, wasn't there a cat named Oliver?
Was it a comic strip?
There is a comic strip that's Oliver Twist.
Oh.
Would we accept just Oliver?
Oliver?
I don't think so, because that's not even what you're thinking.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Well, there's an Oliver comic book series.
Wait a minute. Image Comics has an Oliver.
It came out in 2019?
It has its own comic book fandom page.
Well?
Came out in 2019.
I guess we have to accept
Holy
that then.
Holy crap! Kathy's a winner!
Yeah!
She just pulled Oliver right out of her rear end.
Put that in your disposal.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Well done for guessing.
Thank you.
You know, that if, you know, those of you who are on hold, don't hang up. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Because, you know, the lesson learned here is blurt out something.
Say anything, and we'll look it up, and we'll see what happens. Put us to work.
That's
thank
funny.
Thank you.
Oh, good job, Kathy.
All right. Well, so listen. Much. If you will please stand by, Josh will come around and tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
All the best to you and your husband of 30 years.
Okay. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Have a great holiday. Wow.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yep. She got it.
All right. Who stayed on the line? A couple people stayed on the line. That's nice. Joseph and Lindsay. Hi, Joseph. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing today?
I'm at work. I just arrived at the job site.
Which is what? What do you do?
I'm a commercial roofing service technician.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Have you ever replaced a garbage disposal?
I have not. I heard that conversation.
Piece of cake.
I've unjammed them. You take an Allen wrench to the bottom and you can unjam them.
Yeah, that's right.
When they jam up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All jammed up. What do you think is the most difficult home repair project you've ever done, Joseph?
Probably a remodel, I guess. I used to be in carpentry before roofing and remodeling with the tenant still in there.
Oh, that's difficult.
Did you wall them in somewhere? That would have been like an Edgar Allan Poe story.
Should've.
You could have just walled
them in. Yeah. Lots of opinions, huh, while you're working.
Paid.
Are you doing that right?
Exactly. It's just down your throat the whole time. It's terrible.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, well, a lot of money in that these days, though. That's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's expensive.
Construction's good, especially in Colorado. So.
Really?
Are you in a special relationship right now, Joseph?
I have a girlfriend. Yeah.
How's that going? So,
about 4 months.
Oh,
okay.
New,
so
new.
I like to ask people where you met. How'd you meet her?
We actually met online, and then we met up at a Starbucks.
What? Did she match her profile and profile picture when you met her first time?
Oh, she was definitely better.
Better. Nice. Wow. What'd she say
There's
about
a
you?
Surprise.
She seemed to be pleased.
Yeah.
They call it reverse catfishing or whatever?
Oh,
like
yeah, what is? Yeah, I think it is. You look really
then,
good when you show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. What's the best thing about her?
I love her positivity. She can bring the positivity in bad situations. So.
That's pretty good.
And actually, she called me a lot, so... You know, tells you she's thinking about you a lot, so it's kind of sweet.
Oh, you like that, huh? You like being bothered throughout your day? I'm just joking.
As long as it's not too much, I guess.
Oh, it's her again.
No, that's nice. Well, as far as you know, I mean, she might be hanging out with another guy. She's like, oh, I got to text Joe.
Keep him on the line, yeah. Make him feel special for a little bit.
Joseph, I'm just kidding. I don't want those thoughts to roll through your head today, okay?
No, everything's going
to
be
she's
fine.
She's being totally faithful to you, okay?
It's fine.
You going to buy her a Christmas gift?
Oh, absolutely.
What are you getting her?
I got a few.
Tell us.
I was thinking about taking her to that ball or the... ball that they're having here in Denver.
The
ball. One that you guys are giving tickets
to. Oh, the Bridgerton experience?
Yeah, she's really into that.
Do
she
it.
To dress up like in that.
Just do
genre,
it.
So.
Yeah,
do
just
it.
Do it, man.
Do it, do it.
Yeah.
That means you have to dress up, though, huh?
Yeah, so I got to find something. I don't have those clothes available right
now.
So I gotta,
have you been married
out.
Before?
I never have, no.
Are you thinking about it with this lovely lady?
Yeah, I mean, it does cross my mind. So
okay.
Well,
let me ask you this. It's been 4 months. At what point do you think you will need to either, you know, or get off the pot? I mean,
oh boy.
2 years, year and a half? What do you think?
I think the last, if you're going past 2 years, then maybe you should just give it up then.
Move on.
I think within 2 years, maybe after a year and within the second, you should probably have that figured out.
Yeah, probably.
What's the longest relationship you've ever been in?
2 years.
Okay.
All right.
So thus his answer.
Speaking from experience.
You get to the 2 year mark, you're like, this ain't going anywhere.
I'm done here. Get me on a roof immediately.
Yeah, just let me throw myself off the roof real quick.
Well, good luck to you, buddy.
Yeah,
you
go
sound
to that
like
show.
You're,
she
sound
will,
like you're
she
smitten.
Will like it. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll love it. Good idea.
Yeah, she will. We have enjoyed the hell out of talking to you, Joseph. We hope you have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
All right, man. See you later.
There you go. I love our listeners, man. They're the greatest. They tell us everything.
I know.
Unless Lindsay clams up and doesn't want to say anything.
Right.
I hope that's not the case.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing today?
I'm going into work.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's work?
I work for Crocs.
The shoes?
Crocs, really?
The shoes.
They're based here in Colorado, aren't they?
Yeah, the headquarters are in Broomfield.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty neat. That's
what do you do for Crocs?
A good gig.
I'm their associate global merchandiser.
What the hell
no
does that
way.
Mean?
Wow.
So what do you do on a daily basis?
I pretty much get to decide where our shoes go in wholesale markets on a global level.
That's pretty crazy.
That sounds really fancy.
I have to admit something. I have never had a pair of Crocs on my feet once in my life.
Oh, buddy, you are missing out.
You're really, really.
It's like walking on little clouds.
Comfy.
It's what I'm told.
Yeah.
I've had a hard time getting past the visual, Lindsay, if we're just being honest. But I don't deny that everyone says they're very comfortable, but I just look at them and I'm like, I
can't do it. Well, they have different styles and stuff now. My favorite pairs of flip-flops in the summer are a pair of Crocs flip-flops.
Croc flops.
They're the best. And my kids live in Crocs. They love them. And they do the little charms on them, you know? They put the charms in the holes and everything. And
you know, here I am on the official site for Crocs, Lindsay. So I want you to tell me which one should be the one that opens my eyes. Like, what should I search for?
Bright yellow Crocs.
I just clicked on men. So I'm on the men's side. What should I be looking for?
For men's, our classic all-terrain is a good one.
All-terrain Crocs?
Where do I find that? Classic. What do I search? Just search all-terrain?
I clicked on men's.
All-terrain.
Hold on a second. I already clicked on men's, but I'm all-terrain. Let's see what comes up. There's the off-road sport clog, the all-terrain clog.
All-terrain clog.
That's the one, huh? What makes it so cool? What do you like about it?
Well, our men typically really like them a lot. They have a little Velcro on the back, so you have an adjustable strap, and it's a little bit more for the outer, like, adventure person.
That's you, Dom.
That's so me.
He loves Velcro straps.
Holy crap, $55. Are you kidding me?
They're not cheap. Crocs are not cheap, man.
I see they come in a variety of colors.
They're stylish. I could see you walking around in these.
Not really, but I mean,
all day long, man. This oozes Dom style.
Maybe Lindsay will send me like a
20%
off.
The minute you get in them, I think you're never going to take them off.
Never take them. You'll wear them like in the shower.
Or bed. Go to bed with them and everything. So.
You got to get the flip-flops, Dom. That's where it's at.
I don't like flip-flops. I don't like things between my toes.
Well, sorry, Lindsay.
We don't like flip-flops. We got slides.
See, and I do wear slides.
He does. He wears them with socks.
I wear slides.
Socks and slides.
Do I just search slides? Let's see. Oh, there they are.
We actually came out with some really cool ones. If you don't like those holes,
wait a second.
We have new ones.
Really?
Wait a second. I'm looking at the soccer goal pack.
Oh.
She doesn't even know what that is. You guys make socks too? There's Croc socks.
Yep, we do make socks.
So let me ask you, is the factory here then where they're actually pumping out Crocs?
No, the factory's not here.
I want to go to the Croc factory and scope it out. Is it in China?
The sock factory is in California, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, they're made in America. That's good.
Well, I'm looking at your slides. The classic Croc slide is $30. Maybe I should just...
You could give it a shot. You could dabble in the Crocs.
Would that one be comfortable, too?
Those ones are super comfortable. I wear them. My whole family wears them.
They have animal prints, Dom, and camouflage.
I think you can definitely get away with that.
Let me ask you another question. So you're going into the office today. Do you guys all have to wear Crocs around the office?
I mean, it's not recommended, but they're so comfy, so why not?
No, it is recommended. Or I see what you said. It's not recommended. You don't have to. It's not forced upon you.
You don't have to.
Gotcha.
No, there's plenty of people who don't wear Crocs in the office, but we're walking around all the time, so why not?
They're big in the medical industry. I mean, they're big with nurses and stuff because they're so comfortable. This is like a 20-minute advertisement
commercial
for Crocs.
Yeah,
my God.
Yeah, what are we getting out of this? I mean, I should be getting a free pair of Crocs.
You need to send us a bunch of Crocs.
Free advertising, yeah.
I mean, I do work in the samples, too.
Samples, there you go. Send us some. Dom's a size 6, and I am a size 13.
Don't listen to him. send me a sample. I'm a size 12. Give me a 12 Croc slide, and I'll love you forever.
Sounds good.
We'll never hear from her again.
She's going to send you a left. A one left shoe.
One left.
This is all we had in the samples is one left. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you're a good sport, I guess. What are you doing are you in a relationship? We've been asking everybody about their relationships. Are you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I'm married, happily married for 3 years.
Yeah, good for you.
Where did you meet him, her? Where did you meet?
We met one day before college. College started.
And you met the day before, like at an orientation thing or something?
No, in his dorm room.
Really?
What were you doing in there, Lindsay?
Trying on Crocs.
Trying on Crocs.
Rock out with your Croc out, right?
Line of the day. No, really, what were you doing in his dorm room?
No, they had like a ton of people just hanging out. I had a friend from London. I used to live in London, and then he knew him from Colorado. So I happened to be in his dorm room saying hi, and then later went to a party.
Well, that's great. How cute.
What school was this?
Colorado State.
Never heard of it.
Oh, she's a Ram.
CSU.
Go Rams.
CSU.
Yes.
He was just messing with me.
I'm just goofing.
How?
And you go from CSU to working for Crocs. That's pretty good. Look at you climbing that corporate
ladder. You've got a good gig, it sounds like. Yeah. Good company.
Yeah, absolutely love them.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
We have given you roughly $10,000 worth of free
God,
advertising.
God, if not more.
Just so you know.
I mean, we're doing good as a company, so.
You're doing all right?
She's saying we don't need your piddly help.
Right, we're kind of a big deal, fairly iconic. It's fine.
I just love talking about it for some reason.
Well, that's good. Well, then you're in the right job. So
yeah.
You could not be more adorable. We hope you have a terrific day, Lindsay. Thanks for hanging out with us. Call us back and try playing Rattle Off again sometime, okay?
Oh, I will. I will be calling back. Thank you.
All right. Have a good
day. All
right.
We appreciate you. That's good. Yeah, she's never going to send me free Crocs.
Ever. Nope. You're not seeing nothing.